Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
One thing all parents will tell you, especially parents of older children, is that you never get to a spot in your life where you don't stop thinking about them and worrying about them. And even though my children from my previous marriage are not an everyday part of my life now,
right,
that they're at college, and I'm all the way down here in West South Florida, but I will tell you I have frequent conversations with my soon-to-be graduate from college, Catherine,
right,
and she is planning the big leap, which I'm kind of proud of, up to NYC,
mm-hmm,
and she's excited about it, and I'm excited about it. I think my quote to her yesterday was, I'm envious. You know, you're going to be 22, moving to New York City, you've got the your life in front of you, and you just don't know. I mean, she now says theater, and she might be working in restaurants and going off on auditions, but I said you never know, especially when you move to a big city,
right,
where your path
will take you.
Mm-hmm. You never really know, and that is the truest thing in the world. I could never imagine how things would have gone if it had been New York City for me. You know, it was, I was working.
You grew
right
up not
of,
far from there.
I grew up not far from there, but all my, my college work was down here and I was in D.C. But I think the fact that I was, I transferred to a school in a metropolitan area, that creates opportunities. Where the people
sure
are is where
absolutely
the opportunities are. Now, with that said, Catherine has a leg up. She has a friend up there who has a lease that goes till October, and so they're going to be looking for digs in New York City when October rolls around, and they're going to move into their new place. So they're going to have, she's got a roommate up there. Everything's fine. There is this window,
right,
between moving up there, which she plans to do in June, and October, where she needs to find her digs. And that is
June to
my,
October? That's four months. That's something more than a window.
That's, well, she wants to get up there and get working and start saving
right
money. And she's got, she's worked in New York City before, so she's got her job lined up there at the same restaurant where she's going to be working and being a starving artist. And I'm all for it. I think this is terrific.
Right.
And yesterday she calls me and I'm driving along and I got the other one, the little one, the 3-year-old in the background going, Daddy, why do bugs? Why do bees sting? You know, it's just, I mean, he does the conversations that we have when I pick him up from school. And Catherine calls and she's excited because she's telling me that she is moving into an apartment. She's got an apartment lined up.
Oh,
hey,
interesting.
And so, listen, I know I'm an old man and I know I'm not familiar with New York City.
Yes, well, you are a little bit.
Well, no, but I mean, I lived there, but I lived there 20 years, what, 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Right? When did we live in New York?
We were there for 9/11, so it was 16 years ago.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
15, 16 years ago. That's when we were up there. And, I said, oh, and I know she was talking about, living in different boroughs in the city. And I said, where are you planning on living? And my background on New York is probably a little bit limited. She says, Dad, I found a great apartment. I said, oh, where is that? She said, the Bronx. Now, because she used that word too.
Yeah.
Okay, gentrified, and I know I'm old.
Means they took all the black people out. It's safe now.
No, I remember a movie that you probably don't remember, Oscar, called Fort Apache.
The Bronx. The Bronx. Yes.
I also remember Jerome Avenue, where we dropped from American University back in the 80s, where we dropped Mark Fiedelholtz off.
Oh, I thought Jerome Avenue was a
guy.
In the
South Bronx, because he was such a pain in the ass. We thought it would be funny to drop him off in what appeared to be a neighborhood where he would lose his life. Those are my impressions.
The Bronx does have a reputation that precedes it. It has a long-standing.
Oscar's right, and Catherine said this to me that these are There are many, many safe neighborhoods in the Bronx now.
Sure.
It's changed.
About the racial, identity of that neighborhood.
Right.
Because I read so much about gentrification. Because, by the way, Mike, where we, you know, the home base, Washington, D.C., where we broadcast from.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Gentrification is rampant in this area.
Is why Glover Park really is known as Brooklyn of D.C.
But it's also in Boston where my sister moved.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, it's not all that cool.
It's losing, the city is losing its identity.
Culture.
And the fact is, they're moving people out that don't have pockets of money. And
it's sad.
It's a drag. And
yes.
I think it's another example of, I actually put it on the show prep the other day of why we have Stars homes out in L.A. getting broken into routinely now. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. The haves are, becoming a smaller group with more of money, and people are getting pissed off. Gentrification is the best example of that ever. Moving a lot of people out so a few people can come in, and we can take the entire brownstone. Right?
And think about it this way. There's a couple of things at play. One, as a minority, I'd never, for one reason or another, grew up in a neighborhood that was all Latin, right? Because usually when immigrants come to town, they ended up in a neighborhood that's pretty Latin. Some may say Wheaton, Maryland is now that, and I lived there for a little while, but I got out just before my people moved in. That being said, I remember having a long conversation. I think this article was in The Atlantic or The Economist about why gentrification was happening and why it was happening at such a rampant rate. Yes, there are economics involved of how and why this is happening. But more importantly, think about the people that grew up in the city, right?
Right.
If you grew up in the city and never had a backyard and never lived in suburbia and never had that opportunity, you're going to want that. You're going to want that. You're going to want to have
maybe
a picket fence, possibly, right?
Yeah,
but
maybe.
But that's
a lot of people want what they never have. I mean, that's,
and vice versa.
The grass is always greater.
I agree.
Vice versa, these millennials all grew up in the burbs, and they want to live in the city.
They want to be able to walk to a bar.
Well, and in the case of my sister, who grew up and raised her children in the burbs, she wanted to live in the city.
Yes.
And they loved the city. And older people moving back into the city is not uncommon at all. Carla and I go up there to visit, and because I am an 83-year-old in a 57-year-old's body, and I go in there and I'm like, get me home.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I like the sizzle of the city as well, but I like it in really small doses. I've felt that way my entire life.
The Bronx, not cheap. I'll say that.
Well, the thing is, she's looking for cheap because she's got to get it. And so she has a discussion. I hear Bronx, and then we have the discussion about gentrification.
Yeah, and the Bronx tale.
And Catherine also tells me that the Asian gentleman who is renting the apartment English is a challenge for him. So
English is his second language.
Right.
He's trying to express himself to her, and so we go on and on, and then we get off the phone, and then I get this text.
Oh, you got a text from her.
I get this text. She talks to, because I tell her to send me the link. I want to look at her place and check it out and see what's going on. And I said, she says, looking at a different place now.
Oh.
And I said, I'll let you know when something is locked in stone. From my Google search of the other place, the one she was talking about.
Right.
It's not too dangerous.
Oh, that's good.
These are crocodile tears.
But here we go. But known as the biggest area of prostitution in New York City. So I decided to cancel that booking. LOL.
LOL.
Catherine.
Now, a question.
I just will tell you. I guess this is about an hour from me talking to her on the phone. And she's saying, Dad, I got a place. And I was like, cool. I said, send me the link. The very end of the conversation, I said, send me the link. And when I said that to her, I think that got her
thinking
a little bit. And now, that's when she did some research and found out about the whole prostitution issue.
We know about the boroughs of New York, and we all know what Manhattan is like. That's the city of all that never sleeps. And then there's Brooklyn, which lately has the sort of artistic and the renaissance of the Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's basically, it's New York now. It's like full, and I'll say this, Brooklyn is
hipsters.
Too expensive.
Yeah.
Too expensive.
Hipsters.
But what does the Bronx offer? What is its reputation?
It's the same. It's doing the same thing Brooklyn
same
is
thing.
Doing.
Will they succeed, do you suppose?
I don't know.
You know who
I don't
lives
know
up there?
About New York. Who?
Girl.
That's right.
Girl
Katie
lives
Cole.
Up there. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what?
They
that
should
is a contact
connect
for my daughter.
Because
that,
girl, I'm sure, has gone through this left and right, figured out where to live.
And you know what? Right off the top of my head, Oscar, I'm thinking that girl and Catherine have something in common, and that is, you know, they don't mind an evening out.
Right? Wouldn't you appreciate a surrogate up there, Mike? Someone that could keep tabs on your daughter.
I'm not sure you want girl keeping tabs on anybody.
You know what? I think girl is
girls.
Done,
2 years done at a software very company. Well.
I'm not talking about her.
Have you ever seen girl like when she's out with a group? When she was out with us that evening and took charge,
she'll
in the
run
city
an evening.
And totally dominated. I thought that was absolutely fascinating.
She actually she taught Carrie a lesson.
Wednesday, slackers, 888-920-6673. But today it will be officially killed if I do not receive a phone call within 60 seconds.
Mike, you tell him.
Yeah,
I
will kill it. I'm tired of hassling with it. It's a pain in the ass. It's not worth it. Calls aren't worth it. That's the way I feel. That right now I feel that way. If I got four calls, I'd feel differently. But, you know, I get on Facebook and I say, hey, call us, and it's frustrating for me. Anyway, getting back to girl.
She taught Carrie a valuable lesson in how to get things done. I know that. Remember when Carrie left our appearance to go to a hockey game?
Yeah, she arranged a hockey game for Carrie while we were at another appearance.
And so they went and they were getting a beer, and Carrie got carded, of all things. And instead of being delayed to have Carrie find her ID, the girl without a beat said, Mom, are they giving you a hard time?
See?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's very, very cool. Is Oscar on the telephone? What's he doing?
I'm calling the show, Mike.
I think we have a call.
Let's get right to it right now, and we will go to...
put me through.
What, he got cut off.
Put me through, jerk. Put me through. Put me through, jerk. It's Oscar. Put me through.
he's having trouble with the screeners.
Put me through.
Put him through.
Let's go to Washington, D.C. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Hold on. D.C. Ambassador.
Hold on just a second. Can I put you on hold? Do I hit hold or hold ready when I want
hold
to
ready.
Person? Hold ready. Okay. Let me go to Washington, D.C. right now. I thought this was... hello, caller. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Oscar Santana.
Hi, Mike Oscar. Show. Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday, Oscar. How are you?
Let me let
Oscar,
you know
how come... I have to ask you this. How come when you started calling, when you called me, do you think it's odd that like 500 people called at that moment? What is going on? I'm totally confused.
Well, I just went to the Mike O'Mara Show app and hit the little phone icon, and then it got me right to the show.
There you go.
Wow, I like the sexy phone, Oscar.
Thank you, Oscar. Hey, Oscar, listen, I know you've got work to do and you have to get back to your regular job, so thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Smooches.
Ew.
Thank you. There he goes. There he goes.
You didn't ask him what he did for a living.
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
All right, it's still good. In the air.
Let's go to Joe from Florida. Joe, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Joe. Hey, Mike. How are you?
What confused you, Joe? Just out of curiosity. I'm hold on, Joe. Joe?
Yep.
It said Joe from Florida. Is that wrong?
No, that's right. I just moved. I just drove my 26-foot Penske truck.
Okay. Do you understand where I... Do you understand? How I feel? I mean, look, I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm really not trying to be difficult.
Mike,
I
know.
But
want
do you understand?
The,
you
just
do you
want
understand what I'm dealing with? You know, you answer the call. We got a guy screening it in the back. It says Joe from Florida, and I call. I said, Joe from Florida, you're on the microphone, and I go,
Well, Mike, and then he used to be in Rochester. He's
and then confused. And then as soon as I say hello, and I start to say, is there some problem? That's when the soliloquy. That's when the words flow like wine. This is just the.
They get
I'm
very
sorry.
Excited. I think the problem is they're excited to speak to you.
Right. Hey, Lena, I put you on hold before. Lena Gilmore, good to hear from you. How are you, dear? You're a big fan of the show. You've been with us for a long time. How is life going in your world?
Life's going well. Thank you, Mike. Hi, guys.
Hi, Lena.
Hey, now.
I just got something I want to say to you all in specific. Oscar said something last week about his 39th birthday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he said how it was depressing.
Yes.
I kind of understand that. My 39th birthday, I had a stroke.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah.
Everything worked out, though?
Yeah, everything worked out fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I didn't see any paralysis last time we hung out.
I will tell you, though, what's great is that 2 weeks in a row now we have had stroke mentioned within the first series of callers, which is always
Mike, we need GlaxoSmithKline to come on
O'Reilly's freed up some advertising dollars, right? Come on.
We need those blood thinners. Stat.
Lena, I love you. Thank you so much for all the support. We appreciate it, and continue to support the show.
Keep representing.
Are you coming to NOLA?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yes.
We'll party in NOLA. Thank you very much for the call.
And Oscar can keep us sweet-talking you with nice things like, I didn't see any signs of paralysis.
All right, so let's go to Joe from H. Joe from, where is H?
I would say Herndon.
Harrisburg.
Hey, Joe.
Unless he mistyped in Mentiba, Florida.
Oh, okay. Okay,
Joe,
no,
you're
you
back.
Know what? It probably is Florida.
Joe,
maybe
you're back.
Joe, you, you're back on the show. What can we do for you?
Just.
Hello, let's go to Alex in Ashburn. Alex in Ashburn, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hi, how are you?
You applauded Oster yesterday on the show for being so technically savvy.
Technically, yes.
Savvy.
Let me offer this counterpoint.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Well, see what
why
type
the,
of day
why
it's
the hostility?
Be.
Why the hostility?
He just hung
gone.
Up.
Oh, that's a shame. I was going to ask him how the gentrification was going out in Ashburn.
Yeah.
The only thing somebody put up with Oscar is when Oscar said apples to apples and then had that great meme. Of
oh,
Oscar
that was
reacting.
Hilarious when he realized he said something clever.
That's a shot in the wild.
It was fantastic.
A shot in the wild?
Yes.
Is that opposed to a shot in the dark?
No, a shot in the wild as you saw me as I processed my wit.
On the wild.
Wide open Wednesday, everyone. 888-920-6673. 888-920-MORE. We are live on the Mike O'Mara show. Suffice it to say that Catherine, I have faith in her. I think she will do well. And
she's a tough cookie,
we,
Mike.
We have to connect her with Katie Cole.
I think that's key.
My esteem for Katie Cole knows no bounds. I am such a fan of girl. I've thought for years. I've admired her. I think she's a guts. I love guts, and she's got it. She's got such guts to dive into stuff, and I'd love to do that. So we will connect the two. And
I'm gonna send a message to her to call your daughter right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Should and you then, have all those numbers at hand though?
Right. And I also heard a rumor that a girl knows where all the neighborhoods that traffic in prostitution are.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
When I woke up this morning, I thought to myself, it's going to be daylight savings soon. Then I realized, I don't know what that means.
It's when you set the clock forward or back to maximize daylight during the workday.
Huh. I thought we were literally saving daylight.
Oliver, you haven't aged an hour. Wait till Melanie sees.
Melanie?
Your wife.
My wife? Is she, for some reason I want to say Chinese?
No, she's not Chinese.
Got it. Japanese?
No, not Asian in any way, no.
Ah. Good to know. I've been in here a long time, you see. At least I think I have. My memory's a bit, it's a bit, oh, what's the word? Dishes? No. Anyhow, I suppose we'd better rescue them then. Your friends. I've been watching, you see, this David person and his monster. You're not in any way a tenor, perchance, eh?
A tenor?
We're starting a barbershop quartet, David and myself. Roll out the barrel, that kind of thing. Nothing serious, just fun.
We have to rescue them.
Didn't I just say that? I'm sure I said that. Rescue them after the whole Chinese wife debate, which I'm still not totally convinced. Are you sure she's not? Because I seem to have a very intimate recollection of one night. All right, then.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. We're online. We're on air. We're on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with the Doobie Brothers on WABA. Our show today brought to you by Distilled. To get by in this world, you need a great pair of jeans. They need to look good enough for your professional life, and they have to be cool enough for your casual life. We're Americans. We live in our genes.
We
Everybody knows that. Probably the most important item in your closet, but you shouldn't need a reverse mortgage to buy a pair, so skip them all and go to Distilled, spelled D-S-T-L-D. One of the nice things about having the man who is our Distilled spokesmodel is that he likes to get in different positions to show his genes.
Oh, what? You know, before you signed on today, Mike, he walked in the room. He walked in the room three times. One time backwards. He said, look at my jeans. I said, yes, they look great.
Oscar is modeling his Distilled jeans that would cost hundreds of dollars that start at just $75. He informed us earlier last week, I believe, that he has four pairs of Distilled jeans. He lives in them. And, you know, you have figured out you don't have to spend $300 for a great pair of jeans, Oscar Santana.
No, we go direct to consumer. We don't have to go to the store. We get the premium denim for a good price.
Right.
Yeah, don't go to the store. You know, do it the way they do it. They cut out the middleman online. Plus, Distilled has jackets, T-shirts, and more. Elevated style and quality without elevated prices. You'll notice the difference right away. And by the way, if they send you a pair and they don't fit, they'll send you a new pair until the fit is perfect.
Yes.
That's the way they roll at Distilled. Go to distilled.com/TMOS right now and get 10% off your first pair. The prices are great already, but if you go now to distilled.com/TMOS, they're going to give you 10% off. That's DSTLD.com/TMOS for 10% off right now. Five easy letters, DSTLD.com/TMOS. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Come on, everybody.
Played that for you yesterday.
On the Mike O'Mara Show. Randy, hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, Oscar, big ups. Hey, I was shocked earlier this week. I think it was on Monday's episode. I learned that Rob joined the show.
I'm so sorry to stop you. Big ups.
He's saying hello to just you and I, but not Rob.
Because he's paving the way for a hate call. Let him go ahead.
All right, so big ups. I'm just not familiar with
it's
that.
It's like, hey now.
Yeah.
Been doing this a long time, taking a lot of phone calls, and just big ups.
Big ups
ahead,
isn't traditionally something someone uses. They're just trying to be clever.
I thought he was calling Rob big ups.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. He doesn't have any ups.
No, but I got plenty of big.
Sir, Randy, before you continue, please explain the big ups.
That was a greeting, simply a greeting.
All right, go ahead.
So I learned, and I was totally shocked, that Rob joined the show as a caller because he hates callers.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Now, do you hate callers, Rob Spiewak?
No, not per se. I present company excluded. I hate this caller.
He hates this call. But he doesn't.
I don't hate all callers. Like, sir, is there a food that you hate?
Oh no, Rob. You don't. Rob, you haven't. We haven't done this long enough. Yeah, I mean, you know that he's long gone.
There are
a few criteria. I only get frustrated when I don't get them, because I will say that they frustrate me, but the fact is I love doing this. I love Wide Open Wednesday when the calls come in. The calls don't come in. That's the only time I say, going to cancel it, not going to do it. I love it when we're getting the calls.
Well, my apologies, because
Hold
he overplayed
on, Rob
his
Spiewak.
Hand.
Kian from Oklahoma City. The speed, Rob Spiewak. We remember the speed of the old radio show when I would take calls.
Yes.
Can you see the calls?
I cannot.
I didn't think so. Kian, go ahead. Mike O'Mara, what's going on?
Can I start with big ups? listen, I just wanted to say, Rob, I don't understand the hate calls for you. I'm not in the Rob mob, but I'd like to join.
That's very sweet.
We're full up.
Oh, now see, that's not, come on.
That's a joke. More the merrier. You're welcome.
Listen.
Thanks so much. We appreciate the call. Jesus Christ. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. It's Wide Open Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
Good morning, gentlemen, from the hardest working city in America.
Oh, you're calling from Mobile, Alabama?
No, this is Ben from Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage, Alaska. That's wonderful. What makes Anchorage so darn hard working, Ben?
Oh, man, you got me.
You got an electric.
Go.
I would say this, Ben, next time you call, I would say that the electric bill is probably high, Mike, because they have to keep the lights on all the time.
But right about now, aren't the days beginning to lengthen where when you get into like summertime, you will have like a ton of daylight, correct?
You are correct, sir.
Nice. Ah. Does that mean wake up and go play a game of hoops without any streetlights?
You can. As late as maybe midnight.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that is so cool. See, yeah. I'd love that, but I'd hate the dark part when nighttime is all day. What can we do for you, Ben?
I just wanted to call in and say that I'm really excited. I'm going to see you guys in NOLA.
Yes!
Oh, cool! New Orleans, Louisiana. Woo! We look forward to it. Ben, come down and see us, and we will hang out, and we will party. Looking forward to that. Let's go to Dave from California. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, you can't cancel Wide Open Wednesdays.
Well, I mean, the only reason I would cancel...
I set my alarm for 6 o'clock every Wednesday just to watch the live stream.
Aww. Okay. I would cancel Wide Open Wednesday if...
there isn't participation.
If there's, I have to get on Facebook because we're trying to train people to know that this is our phone call day. And now, obviously, it seems to be working okay, where we're taking calls from people like you. And I'm happy. And if you get up super early to watch the live taping, we're appreciative.
Up yet, and I'm sitting here in my garage watching the live stream.
Do you enjoy the live stream on the app?
I do. It's fun, but I usually watch on the website so I can see you guys.
Okay,
awesome. That's awesome. Nice. Thank you very much. Either we work. Appreciate love that. You. Thanks for calling in. Right, oops, sorry. Love. That was not intentional. Let's go to Joe from North Carolina. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you, sir?
I'm one of the guys who stack up on shows because I drive and drive and drive. So.
You're among many people gather the shows, especially for like vacations, summer vacations and stuff, and they stack the shows and they listen on a regular basis.
We're a binge culture, Mike.
We are. Yeah. We are. And if I could binge all of my television, I would binge all my television. Radio's no exception.
Yeah. Right.
If you want to listen to this show and stack it, that's fine. We still try to keep it timely and topical, and that's why
later in the
show today I will be talking about my fear of war. My fear of thermonuclear war.
Congratulations on the national championship.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, and that is actually where I am at in the shows right now. You guys are talking about Final Four.
Oh, nice.
So that's how far behind I am.
Oh, well, so that's
a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you, on one of the shows that you'll catch up with, the Tar Heels win the national championship.
Mike, you ruined it for him now.
That was terrible, but we appreciate it. Joe, thank you very much for the call. We appreciate that. We are up on a break. We will take a break, and when we come back, I do want to say that there seems to be a little perfect storm brewing, and it's making me very nervous, and I might need you guys to talk me off the ledge if that's possible. We'll take a break, come back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Go, everybody!
Ready for action, nip it in the bud. We never relax in the house.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Hiring for your business doesn't have to stress you out. In fact, it can be easy to find the perfect job candidates. You just need to post your job on all the top sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to over 200 job sites, including all the big social media networks, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or annoying calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies as well as thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter absolutely free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Now, you can try it for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and find your perfect hire. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and do it today. I know that this is the phrase that I utter that strikes fear into the heart of Oscar Santana when I say, I don't want to get political.
Oh, no!
But I'm scared. I'm scared. For the first time, I'm actually a little scared. You've got the poll numbers, which are across the board couldn't be worse for the current president. That's you're seeing this, and they're reporting on it, and you know that's got to be driving him nuts. And then at the same time, you got the lunatic in North Korea, Kim Jong Dip S,
right,
who fired another missile into, you know, the towards Japan,
right.
And I'm just a little freaked out because I think, okay, low poll numbers, how do you spin out of this? Everybody, you know, getting the business of governing with legislation and all that, not a lot of wins, right? Not a lot in the win column. They're obstructing him. It's very frustrating. The healthcare thing blows up. You got the immigration thing that blows up. That gets blocked by a judge. So why not? How about a war? And now, in the back of my mind, that scares the crap out of me.
Let me ask you a question. You are the senior pundit on this show. You are the oldest. Do you remember any sort of stop, drop, and roll type bomb?
You mean as far as
nuclear? Yeah, as far as duck and cover. I'm sorry, Pony's right. So you that predates you.
Where kids would hide under the desk.
Hide under the desk and stuff, yeah.
No,
during the Kennedy era.
Yeah,
and pre. Another thing that scares me, I'm thinking two steps down the road. I don't think anything that would happen with North Korea would impact the continental United States.
Oh.
I don't think it would. And that makes me even more nervous because of the way we live our lives as Americans right now, where if you blow up Seoul, South Korea, you know, and you're sitting there and you're like, well, it doesn't affect me. That, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
That's
so
even
scared.
Worse.
I'm going to plead ignorance here. I know that there is an issue with Kim Jong-il as he killed his half-brother.
Kim Jong-un.
Il-un. Same difference. I'll say this. I don't know enough about that geopolitical side to really talk about it. I know that there's been tensions for years.
Yeah.
Between North and South Korea. You got the communist country to the north, the democratic country to the south.
I also know that they've been testing a ton of ballistic missiles.
That's right.
And as far as I know, they don't have the range yet to hit anything on the West Coast.
Right.
So, it wouldn't hit D.C. So, you're talking about Japan and Seoul, right?
Yeah, and you're talking about the threatened
cities
would be Seoul and Tokyo. Not bad, Oscar, to be honest with you. And last night they had a one of the former generals who actually had spent time on the peninsula, the Korean peninsula, and was talking about the fact that within the first 60 days, apparently, 100,000 casualties, Seoul afire, that North Korea, while they can't threaten the continental United States, has the capability of doing incredible damage to a major city in South Korea, which is just terrifying.
One thing that worries me, and maybe this makes me naive, it's scarier for me that they don't have the most advanced nuclear technology, but they have nuclear technology.
Right, exactly.
It's like giving a kid a sharp knife.
Because
the damage that could be done even by accident.
Imagine what outlet that knife could go in.
Oh, I know. And then he'll pee in it. It's horrible.
They've got great high-speed internet over there. I know that. Let's go to Kevin in Crofton, Maryland. Hello. How are you, sir?
Good. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks for the
Thank
call,
you,
man.
Thank you, Kevin. Nice. Great to have you on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
Nothing much. I just was checking in. Enjoy the TMOS app, and love listening to you guys.
Oscar loves it every
just
time you say
day,
that you
man.
Love the TMOS app because he was
wings.
Instrumental. Oscar Santana, Todd Moore, Pony Boy.
Yeah.
They put a lot of hours into that to make sure that app would work well. And we're excited about it, too. The brand new app, by the way, we don't talk about it enough, and we should. The fact is the app is up and running right now where you can live stream the show on your telephone. Every single day you can do that, and we love it. And by the way, you get to just hit a button, click, and we're there, just like your favorite radio station.
So cool.
With TMOS, and we're
24-hour programming.
We're making it better, and you're going to love it. Let's go to Joe in Rochester. Joe, is this the same Joe we hung up on before?
Yes, it is. I have a proposition for Charlie.
Oh.
You have a proposition for Charlie Stuang Stablock?
Offer.
I do.
Don't you have power of attorney for Charlie?
What, Rob? What was that? What?
I said, don't you have power of attorney for Charlie so you could answer this on his behalf?
I could, yes, absolutely. I could, yeah. Thank you. Hello.
I need someone to fix cell phones in Naples. Are you close enough to Naples?
Yes, I'll send Charlie Stuang Stablock down to Naples. As you know, Joe, he is a whiz with computer technology. As a matter of fact, Charlie Stuang Stablock is our IT guy, and I think the results show. Absolutely. That's the way that goes. Steve Miller from Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Where is Bellefonte, Pennsylvania?
Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Well, first of all, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Bellefonte, Pennsylvania is about 10 miles north of State College or Penn State University, which is why I sent you guys as Penn State sweatshirts.
Thank you.
I still have mine.
Shannon wears them to bed all the time.
It's the home of the Big Spring Spirits, where I sent you guys the lousy liquor last year.
The lousy liquor. Did we taste test some of that booze and comment on it?
I'm glad it didn't make best of. Yeah.
I remember
that. I will say this. I did keep the sweatshirt.
Okay. I believe that we may have mentioned Bowman's in the same sentence with that booze. What can we do for you today, Steve?
Well, Mike, now that you've become a member of the Grand Old Party, I was wondering, do you go to Breitbart or Drudge for your
question. It's quite simple, sir. I get all my news from Drudge simply because of the hat. As far as I'm concerned, when you've got a major internet conspiracy theorist,
is
Alex
Drudge
Jones,
conservative?
makes it, you know. As a matter of fact, Bill O'Reilly could save his career, I think, by just popping on a fedora. I think that would change he would stop leaking advertising.
But he would be a copycat if he wore a fedora. What if he wore a top hat?
Yeah, he looked, by the way, like many Americans, I tuned in last night. Hey, Steve, thank you very much for the
Bye,
call.
Bye, Steve.
See
we
guys.
Appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
I logged some time with him last night just because I'm like a lot of people, and when they, when he lost, 10, 11 more advertisers?
Yeah,
I think. I'm just going to tune in, and he was blustery. He was dead, but you could see it. Could you not see it? Did anybody watch him last night?
No,
I did. It's an opportunity for anybody to break in for some low rates. always an opportunity because people will double down on the advertisers, especially his base. And Fox will be like, look, fire sale. Let's fill these slots. And remember, Mike, this reminds me of what happened to Rush, where everybody said it was over for him. And it just took some time.
Yeah.
I think that the strength of a guy that's been on for that long, I just don't know. The difference between Rush and Bill O'Reilly is Rush was not part of an organization that was fielding all of these harassment issues. You know, the corporate culture of Fox with the harassment is under fire
that's
as well.
Fair.
That's
yeah.
the difference.
But it was the same.
O'Reilly's part of that. That's the same thing. It's not Rush didn't have that.
But
that's
at the root of the issue, and you're right, the governing body that runs Rush's show was not.
They're trying to cover their own ass.
In the turmoil that when that went down. But I thought, look, even as a broadcaster, I said, this guy, you can't lose all these affiliates, you can't lose all these advertisers and survive. Mm-hmm. And he's still on, and he's thriving. B, I also, from a broadcaster standpoint, am scared that some group or someone, regardless of your cause, can end someone's ability to make a living.
Well,
simply,
so you think it's a single entity? I don't think that.
I did a little research because I always like seeing the trends on how this happens. And the group that started this essentially the blowback, which is warranted in some aspects,
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
The group that started that is the same group that started the blowback and pulled and advertisers against Breitbart. It's the same group. It's an entity that has everybody.
God love them.
It's an entity that creates a witch hunt, which is essentially politically driven.
Yeah, but it's witch hunts in many cases. That I don't think it's a witch hunt at all.
It's scary.
It's pointing attention to facts.
But I'll say this.
But
it's scary,
I mean,
though.
The fact is he settled a sexual harassment lawsuit, and witch hunt is a word that's used by the right quite often, and I don't know whether, and Breitbart, by the way,
I don't agree with them either, Mike. I'm just saying, in general, it's scary for anyone or any group, because I always think it could happen to us for one reason or another.
Well,
to come on and attack the way that people are making a living and have everyone that supports them. And by the way, as a young broadcaster, it happened to me when I was on in Phoenix. We got suspended for a week because we had a comedian come on that said something that was not our words, that we didn't agree with,
and we got malaise.
There's
not a day that goes by that even in our forum that we don't worry about what we say. There's a huge difference between the Bill O'Reilly situation and what you're mentioning, in my opinion, because you're talking about behind the scenes interpersonal relationships, by the way, which a guy like Sean Hannity, squeaky clean. You've never heard any allegation about that. You heard the head of the company, Roger Ailes, that got this, and then you got Bill O'Reilly, who you know where they. Here's the thing: it's always when these things come to a head, whether it be Bill O'Reilly or anybody else that might engage in this kind of behavior. It's always a pattern. With Roger Ailes,
you're right.
It wasn't one person. It was multiples. With Bill O'Reilly, it was multiples. If O'Reilly is Roger Ailes' boy and he's living in that culture and Ailes does that and they're going out to lunch because he's the star pupil, you're going to have that culture that happens. You can't reduce this to an organization. This is like blaming the leakers for somebody breaking the law. You know, or blaming the whistleblowers for breaking it. If you're tackling the people that did this, you're not directing your fire at the right person. Do I think Bill O'Reilly should be fired for this? I don't know enough about the individual circumstances. And the fact is, when you pay settlements out, you know, you settle. You're saying, I'm sorry, I did this. But then you stop the behavior. If it happens 3, 4, 5 times, you know, I believe kind of in that 3 strikes, you're out.
Yeah.
This is not somebody coming on a show and saying something. This is somebody who behind the scenes was kind of harassing staff members, and that's a different energy.
We both agree on the culture side. So let me make that clear. The lens I'm looking at this issue through is the lens of a creative and a broadcaster who, by the way, and I'm not just talking about myself, anyone can make mistakes. Bill O'Reilly aside, the list of advertisers that I watched on the nightly news that polled yesterday, and they said, look, this is the list. By the way, a quarter of these that we're announcing weren't currently advertising on Bill O'Reilly. They weren't. They just wanted to make a statement because.
Why do I feel like you're defending Bill O'Reilly? Are you or not?
You didn't listen to me. I just said this
I'm listening to you, but everything is like. I looked at the person that started this, and it makes me afraid.
I hate when
a quarter of people weren't advertising about this. I really wish sometimes you would look through it through the lens of the people and the women that are out in this audience that might be thinking of that workplace where this guy was doing this. I don't think necessarily he's going to lose his gig, but I think there are a lot of people that don't mind seeing a little heat come down on a guy that did this behind the scenes.
Wouldn't you say this, though, that if the guy was just getting away with it left and right, and he was essentially not paying any damages to his victims, that's a bigger issue than the idea that he's just doling out millions of dollars to anyone that he's been inappropriate with.
I'm saying that
the women, while the culture is not healthy and it's not appropriate in today's workplace. 100%. I get that.
But 15 years ago, they sat us all down in a room as a bunch of disc jockeys,
right,
and showed us a video on how we're supposed to behave.
I get it. And to that point, he's paying out every time he makes a mistake. And those women, they don't have to take that payout. They don't have to take that. That's the whole idea of settling. They don't have to do that.
That's what I said before, but the fact is it doesn't change the facts that, you know, he has done it multiple times, which means he couldn't control the behavior. And as I said, I consider it a massive difference between flapping your gums on a television or a radio show where something slips out. Mm-hmm. That could happen to me any day I walk
I'm
in.
I'm terrified
here,
of
on
that.
My, on
every
my low,
day.
Low level. You know, and we fight about it amongst ourselves all the time because one guy will say one thing, and we'll slip and you do it. And it takes a lot of
there is a difference there. You've convinced me. You've highlighted there's a difference
because,
there.
Simply
there
because
a
it's just the behind-the-scenes crap. And you know what? No one will know, really, outside of the people he settled with. And there will be people that will come out and tell a story. But it's multiples. And it's
Mike,
coming
this
out
isn't a Bill Cosby situation where I'm like, no, Bill Cosby's innocent. I think that Bill O'Reilly is guilty.
But I wish I knew the circumstances. And the fact is, here are the facts as I know.
Yes.
Bill O'Reilly's persona, like so many people that do this, is... I know everything, you know nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make mistakes, I don't apologize. It's the same thing you see again and again. Now, that's fine if you're coming out with a TV program. I've actually loved Bill O'Reilly bringing in the people that have opposing viewpoints and going toe-to-toe. I think he's fantastic at that. I think he's amazing at that. But if behind the scenes he's being a... a douche. And you know, Bill O'Reilly walks in a room and you're a 25-year-old producer, junior producer. How intimidating is that guy?
You're an instant target.
Let me ask you this. Please, Mike, and I know it's hard for you to separate the two. I am not being political. I am clearly stating my position on this and has nothing to do with politics, all right? If Letterman were going through this right now, when he went through the issue he had with
the blackmail
with his staff, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Could he survive today's marketplace?
With Letterman, it was a, I think, was it one person that the, you know.
It was one person, and one guy was extorted too, yeah.
right?
And that's why it came to the forefront, and I say Letterman would survive because of
and
the
Letterman
way.
Letterman came out immediately.
Immediately and admitted all the facts.
And admitted that he was a jerk, that his behavior was terrible, and it was gone. It was over.
But that was a subordinate. That was somebody that was an intern at one point,
if
I remember correctly.
That's the O'Reilly thing. They're subordinates, right?
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm saying that the idea that the idea that Letterman.
Can I make a point here?
Yes.
Everybody will listen to this, and you know when you do that, and by the way, I think Oscar does counterpoint and beautifully, and I understand exactly where you're going, and I like some of the things you're saying. But it's really important when we hit the misogyny alarm and right. we do all that, I think it's real important to point out that both on radio and within the studio, we have had multiple young women come through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have relationships with almost all of our interns. It's hard for me to think of one that went away where it wasn't a positive experience.
True.
I had a restaurant. I owned a restaurant where I had women in their early 20s and their mid 20s, and you know, and they were around. I knew it back then that there's just it's a control issue. It's a self-control issue. Even if I chose to have relationships with any of the workplace and doing it from a position of power is when this gets problematic. And it always seems to me that when these things come to the forefront, it's these women that. The bottom line is it's insinuated like, hey, you know what? You know, why don't you come out to my country house? You know, you're going to be, you know what I mean? It's always the relationship
this,
to getting ahead to, and
we'll
that's,
do this.
I never pulled that crap.
That's not a healthy, not a healthy environment to thrive in or to work in.
By the way, I hate to say this because I really hate to say, you know, I didn't do it. No, I'm not looking at that perspective. I observe people that work for me and with me that didn't do it. And it was, by the way, I observed people that in my career where it was too familiar.
Right.
And it's never, no good comes out of it, really. Are there office romances? 1,000%. My mother and father were an office romance, okay? What it didn't, but they fell in love with each other. Yeah. And they dated each other and they snuck around.
And
it wasn't to
advance anything except the fact that they were in love.
This kind of stuff is, excuse me, I'm not interested in you, old man. Please don't do this. And then if it gets to that level, and by the way, the Roger Ailes stuff, you know, I mean, he got canned because of it. So when you look at that, I don't consider this the responsibility of a group that is targeting advertisers.
I am sensitive to that simply because, and to be fair to me, gentlemen, that's all I think about when these mics are off.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what is the body blow that's going to take this little empire, if we can call it that, down?
So when you start from it, and can we get that middle microphone stand pony out of the way so I can see my Bolivian counterpart here?
Cheers.
The thing about it is, Oscar, do you ultimately believe that this is a result of the people that targeted the advertisers, or do you think that this was the, you know, the settlement hitting the news and suddenly people going, wow.
I think that.
But don't you think the settlement hitting the news is a result of this organization calling it to
attention? I don't know, because I don't even know the organization he's talking about.
Yeah, so, again, some perspective. Mercedes pulls the advertising 2 days ago, right?
Right.
And then yesterday you have what is essentially 20 new advertisers, a quarter of them who are not currently advertising on O'Reilly's show, pull their ads right away. Until the allegations have been cleared up,
right?
Now, were the dollars being saved? No, they were just spread across the rest of the network shows. And in a little more perspective, I'm reading this in the Wall Street Journal, right? I'm learning more about this from the marketing side and the dollar side because that's the exposure and risk you live in broadcasting.
Right.
And why I said this is an opportunity, because it clearly is an opportunity for anybody to get lower rates and get that national exposure if that's their base and that's the audience they're actually advertising to. What scares me is that when certain people smell blood in the water and for whatever reason they want to get involved, it's a feeding frenzy.
And it can go one way or the other.
And it can destroy someone's career because that's just the climate we live in. And that's what scares me.
And what troubles me about it is that
you're guilty before proved innocent.
Yeah, and Fox News will stand by him and pay these settlements and keep him on the air, not based on what's right or wrong, but as long as he's profitable.
Right.
And that's not the right way to drive a business.
It's not.
We got to take a break. We can finish that. We can wrap this up. And by the way, on the bonus show this week,
exploit
the situation.
He's booked and rock solid, ready to go.
We'll have a lighter take. O'Reilly's apparently trying to lighten the mood and prove that he is sensitive to women. And
also,
he will be on the bonus show talking.
I spoke to him, Mike. He has opinions on all the products that have pulled their advertising.
Perhaps before tomorrow, a list of those products could be.
They were sent to O'Reilly's office.
Could Mr. O'Reilly have a list of? You've certainly found a. Thanks for writing the bit, Rob. I appreciate that. We'll do that. We'll come back, wrap this up, and take more of your phone calls on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on More Broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree. Shannon in the
morning. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We mentioned it before, Bill O'Reilly will be our special guest on the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. You're not going to be able to hear him unless you get the TMOS bonus package. Fun and hilarious, but most importantly, it keeps the TMOS ship afloat. That 1 hour makes the other five weekly shows possible. If you already subscribe to the bonus show, that's awesome, but we also urge you and encourage, we want you to encourage other members of the TMOS Nation to take the bonus plunge. The future of the show is really, really tied into our bonus show subscription. So go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You get access to all of our content. Plus, you'll be helping us continue for years to come. Now is the time to treat yourself or a friend by helping us out. And we thank you. This person has been extremely patient waiting for a long time. Let us go to Janine. Is it Janine?
Hi,
Janine.
South Carolina. How are you, Janine? What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say hey, and I'm a huge fan of your show. My husband, Frank, and I listen every day, and we always talk about what we liked on the show and what happened. And I'm a teacher on spring break this week, so I figured I'd give you a call.
Cool. What grade do you teach?
I teach high school. I teach AP Bio and anatomy and physiology.
Oh, you're doing the Lord's work. The Lord's work, and you're dealing with those problem children each and every day. And go ahead, Oscar.
Janine, have you ever been sexually harassed?
No, thankfully not.
Are any of your vice principals a little handsy?
No, I'm thankful to work at a great school. I got to keep my job.
Good. Well, Janine, we appreciate the support. And, down in South Carolina, are you going to make the pilgrimage down to NOLA? Will you get a chance to do that, or will you be teaching?
Oh, well, no, I could probably take off for the weekend. We keep going back and forth on whether we can financially afford to go or not.
Oh,
we
God
really
bless you. I hope you pull it together.
Yes.
We would love to see you down there. And hey, by the way, we've sold enough tickets now where I can say, for those of you that might be questioning that, if you're in the South and you don't want to pop for that, come on down and see us. We're going to be doing lots of things.
Yeah,
we'll be
sure.
Out and, seeing events. Not all going to be the big show, obviously. We're selling tickets
Saturday night. But
come down and see us in New Orleans if you get a chance. Thank you for the call, Janine. We appreciate it.
Thanks for the support.
There we go. Ooh,
spring break.
I didn't mean to,
spring break. I bet she is really drinking.
Spring break forever.
Spring break forever. Oscar, if you want to sidetrack me, just send a picture of your cat.
I know. When that popped up, didn't that sort of stop things?
The daylight picture of your mangy,
Mike, that's Winston.
Cat.
We've named him.
Oh, no.
Winston.
Winston.
Winston, who has never been within 2 feet of any sort of brush.
That's a mangy cat, right?
You know what? I'm not a real big cat person to begin with, but I really don't like long-haired cats.
I said, Shannon, he's fat. She said, no, he just hasn't been brushed or any type of grooming has happened within the
really,
last...
Really, if he was groomed, looked like he might be a nice cat, actually.
Yeah, but Mike, how many years do you think that cat has lived in the wild?
It's amazing, isn't it? City cat. City
wouldn't
cat.
Wouldn't you say that at least 5 years? Look how long that hair is.
Oh, now I'm brilliant.
Well, it grows and stops. It's not like he needs a haircut.
It's a beautiful cat. I mean, I don't like cats, but I will tell you, as the coloring of this cat, the cat has got a beautiful coloring. You know?
And he's a fat cat. He showed up on the security cam at 3:45, at 4:45, at 5:45, and then ended his snack, a 4-hour binge, I would say, around 6, and then rolled out.
He looks pissed off.
He does. Getting back, I want to tie up this whole O'Reilly thing. Here's the thing.
Yes.
I think that the level of interest in people that get in trouble like this is proportionate to how controversial they are as personalities.
True. Yeah.
And when somebody is an a-hole, and O'Reilly doesn't make any secrets about it, that he's a bloviating guy, that he comes out, his persona is an a-hole persona. That's what he does. More than anybody I can think of, really.
Mm-hmm.
Even I can't think of any other television personality that really comes out and go, hey, here's the way it is. It's me. And so that is it. Last question about this.
Yes.
Do you think... Because this is always when you have to put your speculation hat on.
Sure.
Do you think he survives this? I have no... I'm going to say this, and I'm not trying to be... I'm not trying to sidestep it. I have no idea right now what's going to happen.
I'm going to say if he had not settled with most of his accusers, and they had not signed the confidentiality agreements, I would say that he would be over with. But since those agreements have been signed and...
You think he survives the
storm? The majority of these allegations have been settled.
Second question, do you think he needs to come back and does he have to do the mea culpa?
Before you even say that, I say non-disclosure agreements and settlements aside, he survives just fine. And here's why. We are a nation that is not necessarily a forgiving nation, but a forgetful nation. And also, we've become a nation of people that love to be told how to think. He's really good at that.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Not going to forgive him.
Oh, that cat, Winston, the pissed off cat.
I don't want to forgive you. I'm not going to forgive you. You son of a bitch.
Anyway,
now as far as the mea culpa, while in the long run that would help him, I don't think it is part of his genetic makeup to do it. And I said he rolls on. I think he rolls on without it.
I don't know. I really have no idea. I will tell you this. This is the way I will play this. I think if this continues to happen, if it snowballs into the end of the week, this could be fatal for him. I think it could be. But if that's it, if the advertisers that have jumped ship, if that's it, yesterday was it, I think he'll be okay.
The jumping ship would be something if the dollars were completely siphoned out of Fox News, they're just putting those dollars into other shows. So no one's really getting hurt in the long term. That network is still making that money.
Yeah, as long as he is financially viable, they're going to stand by him.
I don't know about that, because here's the difference, and this is where I get back to the Rush Limbaugh thing. Rush Limbaugh, that was that single entity, that show losing advertisers. Weathering that storm was just Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just getting through that. The thing with O'Reilly, lots of people taking a bite out of that Fox pie. There are a lot of moneymakers on that network. He's a big one, no doubt about it. We'll have to wait and see. Here's the thing. I don't like Bill O'Reilly, but at the same time, when I'm watching this, I get that sick feeling that, it's a feeding frenzy, like Oscar mentioned, and it really... If he was an a-hole behind the scenes, and he was using his power to harass women, I'd say screw him.
Luckily, all of us are charming.
And
behind the scenes and in front of the mic.
As a minority, not one Latin woman was harassed. How dare he?
Wow.
You can ask him about that tomorrow.
Right.
They're all blonde.
That's what I constantly say to Rob. I say, more Latin interns. I want to be like Billy Facillo down here. And have a Spanish speaking. God.
Carolyn. Well, you know what? I don't think it's his fault that they've been all been blonde because Fox News has a type.
That's true. Yeah.
They only hire blondes.
They hire
blondes, baby. Yeah. Speaking of blondes, a lovely blonde man will be delivering the news you may not need today.
Oh.
No, it'll be me.
I thought you brought in Steve Ducey. Oh.
No, that won't be happening.
Ducey?
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need.
What's up, everybody? It's Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe Show. It's that time of the year again, a new Rob and Joe promo. Joe's not even here. We're that lazy. Our fearless leader, Mike O'Mara, said we need new promos, and 7 months later, here I am. Yes, that's how creative we are. Check back for our next promo in 12 years when we break down the great Anthony Weiner, Mel Gibson presidential race. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes. Download us on the app, robandjoeshow.com. See you in 2028, the year of the oxen.
Stamps.com. I want to tell you about them again. They save you time. They save you money, which you can use to grow your business. Stamps.com lets you mail anything using just your computer and printer, and then your mailman picks it up. Avoid the hassle of the post office. Mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. Create your Stamps account in minutes online with no equipment to lease and no long-term commitments. Click, print, mail, and you're done. Convenient, easy, reliable, flexible. That's Stamps.com. They even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. We've used Stamps.com forever, and we will continue to use it because it is easy, convenient, and saves us money and time. Right now, you too can enjoy the stamp service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, everybody. That's right. I love that 4-week trial. It's fantastic. Plus postage and a digital scale. You can do this without long-term commitments. It's really, really great. And the digital scale lets you send it right out. The postman picks it up. It's that easy. And here's the great part. No long-term commitments, ladies and gentlemen. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter TMOS. Stamps.com. Never, and I mean never, go to the post office again, and we thank you.
News!
What's Pony chuckling about?
It's a noise he likes that I do.
Thanks, Pony. Glad you found something funny on the show today. We can stop talking about Melanie Griffith's plastic surgery disasters behind her back.
Do we have to stop? It's all we talk about.
Because apparently she gets it, and she admits she went overboard, although she'd like to note that she did that more than 20 years ago. I remember when we were talking about it back on the old radio show when she kind of came out. I was like, oh, my God.
She looks like an American doll.
A little hideous.
Yeah.
She told Porter Magazine.
Porter Magazine.
I don't know what Porter Magazine is. You know.
Wine Magazine.
Or that's Port.
That would be
right?
Port. Porter would be someone who works on a train.
A train
here's
magazine.
Here's your quote. She said, I didn't realize until people started saying,
talk.
Oh, my God, what has she done? I was so hurt. I went to a different doctor, and he started dissolving all of this crap that this other woman doctor had put in. Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
I like people that get introspective and try to change. Hopefully, I look more normal now, she says. Melanie also talked about why she and Antonio Banderas broke up. Quote, I think part of the reason my marriage to Antonio fell apart was because I was stuck. Nobody else to blame. It's just that I personally got stuck, and I won't let that happen again. I want to enjoy life. I want to do whatever I want to do. And I guess if that's sucking all the collagen out of your face, more power
stuck?
To it.
Stuck? What does stuck mean? Like stuck in a rut?
I guess so. Maybe stuck. I'm
not
that sure.
Sucks.
She's showbiz royalty. You know, her daughter's in those 50 Shades of Grey movies, and her mom is Tippi Hedren.
That's right. And I think of Don Johnson, too.
Yeah.
Hubby,
I do, too. Yeah.
Because he had a big...
Nash Bridges.
Yes. Budweiser can was what I recall.
Here's a shocking sports story that we didn't talk about at all. Tony Romo has retired from the NFL and joined CBS, where he will reportedly replace Phil Sims.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know he was replacing Phil Sims.
That's what the story says. Yeah. Been with CBS since 1998. Phil Sims out, Tony Romo in, and they'll maybe move Phil to another broadcast group, I would think.
I think they're giving him a sitcom.
Romo. Romo. Rob and I do not like Phil Sims.
Hey,
a lot of people
it's
don't
Phil,
like Phil
Sims, and he's getting things done at his hardware store.
Boy, Jim, what a great day it is. Romo played 14 seasons, all of them with Dallas. He made the Pro Bowl four times, most recently in 2014. He didn't play much after that. He got just the crap kicked out of him.
Five games in the last two years.
He was injury prone.
And broken collarbone, broken back. I mean, the guy's gone through it. He wasn't expected to return to the Cowboys next season after the emergence of Dak Prescott, but his retirement is surprising because several teams, including Houston, the Texans, were reportedly interested in him. The sports media saying the Texans are screwed now because they traded Brock Osweiler and a second-round pick to the Cleveland Browns to clear salary cap to get Romo. So they didn't know that was coming.
Boy.
And he insists that he's done. He's not coming back. So that's kind of sad.
Breaking news. Also, but for his own personal health, Mike, this is the selfless decision for Romo. Think about it.
For the family and
for
stuff like
family,
that.
Yeah. For his wife, for everyone.
When you get broken backs, you know, you get stuff that one of these days you're not walking off the field.
And you don't see coming, by the way, with all the hits he's taken. Yeah.
Hello, friends. It's me, Jim Nansen, in this hospital bed. Tony Romo.
Tony Romo. let me do this again. Beyonce is supposedly the most influential person on social media. I'm sounding like Chris Matthews because I'm trying to get through all these stories.
Understood.
Might not be that surprising when you consider that she has the whole Bayhive army. A service called DeMarie Analytics looked into her social media profiles, crunched the numbers, including more than 56 different metrics. And they determined that Beyonce is the most influential celebrity and that each one of her posts, is worth $1 million.
Wow.
That's apparently just from a hypothetical marketing standpoint.
Must be nice.
Not that her posts would be, you know, something you would print off and sell on eBay. She doesn't have the most followers. She trails Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, but she did get a bump in influence back in February when her pregnancy photo became the most liked picture on Instagram.
Also,
I can't see it somehow. I just don't believe it. Sounds to me like something that Beyonce's camp has made up.
Your viewpoints about race.
Well, it really doesn't enter
with
into
Groucho
that.
With Groucho Marx, you could understand it.
No, I wouldn't understand that. How could Groucho tweet with a cigar? That's how he would do it. No, it's just, I mean.
With his feet in black and white.
I understand.
That's the most incredible selfie I've ever seen.
Have a boss birthday.
There you are, everybody, Floyd Mayweather doesn't have much experience with losing, so when his 12-year-old daughter's team came in second at the Jams Cheer and Dance Competition in Irvine, California, he couldn't take it. He got into a heated discussion with event officials saying there was cheating going on and telling them, quote, "I fund this program." There's video online of the argument. Luckily, things didn't get out of hand. A rep for the competition that apparently is funded by Floyd said,
"Yes,
we took him into the back. We explained the judging. We even laughed some." Floyd, calm down. Floyd,
I laughed and then three teeth fell out.
Floyd and his daughter are welcome at any of our competitions. Floyd handled himself professionally. Okay. He was a great guest. I'd like to see that Wade Byard guy that probably said, "Everything's going to be just fine."
We found out that there was no cheating with the dancing. Thank you, Floyd.
He also decided he'd point out that Floyd was nowhere near the worst parent they've had to deal with. Well, I don't doubt that.
I do believe that.
True. Yeah. That's true. The New York Times recently asked some experts to figure out whether it is better to walk up an escalator or just stand there. I have done both. Mm-hmm. I have done both probably routinely, but in recent years, I'm a big stander.
Yeah, have you ever walked up a down escalator?
Just for, probably after alcohol.
Good gag.
The results were unanimous. If everyone just stood there, we'd all get to the top faster on average.
Really?
That's what they said.
There's not that much interference in the process, right?
Yeah. I think that they said when some people stand and some people walk, it causes a backup, a line, and general chaos.
Chaos.
You move to the right.
If you're going to stand, you move to the right.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Just like on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the average walker 46 seconds and standers 138 seconds. If everyone just stood there, that means everyone, we'd all get to the top in 59 seconds.
You know who the worst people are?
Who?
When you're in an airport and they don't have the traditional escalators, they just have the people movers, which are flat.
The flat ones,
They're running on that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, really, dude?
I know.
Like,
I know.
These people are already walking.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the experience where you're with a group of people or you're with a significant other and the person chooses to walk on the regular area and you go on the people mover and then you feel like Superman?
Yes.
Look at me. Faster than a speeding bullet. Come on, slowpoke.
Hey.
You are the tortoise and I am the hare. I'll see you at gate B3. Anyway. And by the way, no spoilers in this, please. Boys.
Okay.
Don't read ahead.
All right.
I should always warn you of that lame, obvious kicker line coming.
All right.
A Florida man is in trouble for enjoying a bottle of wine while standing naked in his driveway. My state. I love my state. I love my state. Sheriffs were called to the home of 60-year-old Bobby Hyde on Sunday evening after a neighbor reported a naked man was hanging out in front of his house near Fort Walton Beach. Neighbors reported that he was drinking a bottle of wine and making lewd movements. Hyde, who stepped behind a trash can when deputies arrived. They just paint the picture, don't they?
They do.
Step behind the trash can.
You can't see me.
He told authorities he was just taking out the garbage. He also said it was hot outside.
Boy, it sure is.
It was hot in Florida yesterday.
Yes, it was.
The sheriff's office said Hyde was standing next to a Jeep in his driveway, which had a bottle of wine on his hood.
On the hood!
And he
just gonna get naked.
He admitted to drinking alcohol for several hours. Several hours? The neighbor said that before deputies arrived, Hyde had been outside facing her residence and making lewd movements with his hands. I don't think you have to be a super sleuth to figure those movements out. She also says he put his hands over his head as if he was stretching. It's so gross.
Oh.
And he's 60. She says although there were children inside the home at the time, they did not witness the incident. Thank God for that. Hyde denied the allegations and is charged with indecent exposure. And, of course, he has been remanded into the custody of his roommate, Dr. Jekyll.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Hyde. All right. We'll take a break. And why was I worried about you jumping on that one?
Mike, mine is on the hood of the Jeep. That's right.
Mr. Hyde, how long have you been drinking? 7 hours! Look at my jump. There we go. We'll take a break. Come back with the sounds with Rob Spivak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. This is Nameberry reminding you to send in your mail for the mailbag that Rob reads on Thursday on the Mike O'Mara Show. All you have to do is include it. Send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and then maybe we'll read your message on the radio podcast.
What about the address, Nameberry?
Shut up, Rob.
Nameberry.
Dare you.
Nameberry.
Welcome back to the show. Admitted Amazon.com is a part of your life. You buy books, music, appliances, clothing, electronics, food, pet supplies, so many things.
Cat condos.
Amazon.
Yes, cat condos.
Cat condos
by the
that
way,
you have your fiance put together?
Being installed on Saturday.
Now, when you say installed, will someone do it?
No, Shannon's building it. I paid for it. And then Tony, my project manager, Mike, and a friend of the show, he's coming in and bolting it to my roof.
That's good. Yes. And that means Sunday is when the house falls down.
Is he bolting it to the awning in the back of your
house?
He's
bolting it to the hot tin roof.
That won't leak.
And what if you have to move it?
Why would we have to move it? There's nothing out there.
Well, because people are going to complain about you having a cat house on top of your house.
Pony, I could not agree with you more, and I believe we have the opening of tomorrow's show.
That'll be fine.
It's a modern miracle. Amazon remember, it costs you nothing. Go through. When you're Amazon, please visit TMOS. Use the app, the website, the bookmark, and get it done. MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. By the way, if you're in the market for a new computer, do not miss the deals on the front page of our website.
Amazing stuff.
Desktops, laptops, monitors at prices that will blow your mind. You go to the MikeO'MaraShow.com website and you look there. You're going to have
Can't
it right
miss
there.
It.
Click on it. Get yourself a brand new computer.
Best prices, best deals.
Amazing.
We appreciate that. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, April 5, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
Remember yesterday we listened to Eddie Van Halen play a little music? Mike, I think you're dead on. Because we heard this. This is unreleased Eddie Van Halen music from 1984. The year, not the album. But listen to this. Okay, listen to this for a sec. And then listen to this.
What year is this from?
This is, I think, 82 or 3.
Oh, plagiarism.
Not so much plagiarism. I just think it was the style of the time.
Similar.
Yeah.
Similar.
But also someone said, compare it to this. And it's not far off this either.
That's the right. Okay, that I had the wrong artist.
No, I think right. That I heard them both. I heard them both. I heard Duran Duran, and I heard Flock
right,
of Seagulls.
This is the one I meant, Rob. What okay, did I this say? Is, Flock of Seagulls?
You
yesterday?
Said Flock of Seagulls. This is Hungry
I was
Like
wrong.
The Wolf.
This is the one I meant. This is the one I meant.
All right, so here's Duran Duran.
So Duran Duran is the group I really meant, but it was... Yeah.
But they definitely, and that also preceded
that
it.
Opening note.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know who's a big Van Halen fan? Pat Neely is.
Really?
From the Neelys is a huge Van Halen
he
fan.
He really, really is. As a matter of yeah. fact, he has a. He always carries a CD in this. I wonder what he has in his bag.
What's
he
in
has
the bag,
an intro.
My brother?
Yeah.
What's in the bag, my brother? Family Dollar Snowy Pine Air Freshener. Family Gourmet Lemon Berry Punch. Pringles, Family Gourmet Grated Cheese, Breyers Vanilla Ice Cream.
Anything else?
A pair of scissors.
Clear Pepsi.
May I make, Audio Master, may I make a request?
Of course.
Rarely will I ask for something like this to let your obsessive compulsive
yes.
disorder
Crystal
just
Pepsi.
Run rampant, but feel free to liberally
yes.
sprinkle Mr. Neely, I think you've forgotten since you did all the work of gathering those tapes. Feel free to, you know, because I don't like them all stacked. I like them just.
You just like them sprinkled like some
products.
Yeah. Like peppered. Sprinkle like you would sprinkle something like.
Family Wellness Baby Powder.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
And get new ones.
All right.
Yes.
That's the thing. So they will surprise us. I think that could be much fun.
All right. This happened in Italy, I believe, over spring break. This is a young lady from Kansas. Her name is Tiffany Day. She's 17. She was on one of those school-sponsored chorus field trips, and she found a well in the oldest part of Rome. It had been capped, of course, like with a grate. But, you know, an ancient well from the time when Christ was walking the earth.
Mm.
And she found the echo in it beautiful. And it is. Check this out. This was trending yesterday on YouTube.
Okay.
She sings just into the well. And this is the sound that results. I'm sorry, forgive me. This is the sound that results.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music. When it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth,
tough
the minor
fall,
and the major leap, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Better reverb than you can get in any recording studio. Hallelujah.
Keep in mind, when they try to do reverb in a recording studio, that's what they're trying to emulate. An actual chamber
a
that echoes
well?
Like, yeah, and it was just a well, an abandoned well in ancient Rome. And she was not even like, she was just singing into it.
Who needs a studio
it.
When you can find an old well?
It's so true.
Ask the Goonies.
I've got one here. I got another one. Let me play
oh,
this.
Oh, you do?
One.
Yeah.
Family Gourmet Root Beer Barrels.
Oh, no.
Family Gourmet Gummy Bear.
Idiots.
We are. If you are Rafael Nadal, who is a tennis player, okay, and you lose to Roger Federer at the Miami Open, you do not want this question in your press conference. He just lost, okay?
Hi, Nadal, congratulations on your win, and I would like to know how do you feel after the game and if you're ready to give it another try.
I lost, by the way.
Yeah, I know, but it's a win anyway.
He just said to her, she said, congratulations on your win. And
yeah,
his
and then
reply
she said
was,
it is a win anyway. What was she doing? Was she
I don't
just
know.
An idiot?
I think she might
just
be an idiot.
These prizes,
yeah,
Mike.
She is, yeah.
Axe Neely, body spray.
After a tennis match, you need that because
sure.
otherwise you're going to
spill. Thanks, Pat.
Did you see all the pissed off Mets fans because of the train derailment?
No, I did not.
There was a train derailment in New York City, and so a lot of Mets fans missed opening day. Frank Fleming was mentioned by name in this news report, and he is not happy.
New Jersey Transit is the absolute worst. I'm not going to get to my game now because they are incompetent. Incompetent. They tell track G, track H, track E, track E, and then I get on track H, and they say, no, this train's not wrong. Their announcement was wrong.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. Figure out a way to get them there. Yeah, figure out
at
a
least
way.
Your
get
the
he did figure out a way how to get to the game on time, though.
How'd they do
a
that?
A toy helicopter.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you. A toy helicopter. I am obsessed with Pat Neely.
Have you watched any more shows?
No, I will today, probably.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
Yeah, episode 12 is a good one. That got cherry pie filling in it.
Keep recording, Rob. I don't know when this obsession. I think there's a really good chance this will get us through at least NOLA.
Yeah.
I think so. I really do.
I think somehow, it might be nice if we had the soundboard on stage.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday message for Rob, get it to him after midnight tonight. It's in the weekly mailbag segment.
Yeah,
it's
right before bed. Send it tonight.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com and send him some Family Gourmet root beer barrels. For Rob Speedwagon Oscar.
Ladies, Spee Stick deodorant.
Spee Stick. Spee Stick. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponybar Bloom. This is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Family Gourmet Prunes.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.